I guess, what was the Stoic view on conversation, such as this, just in general, on discussion and on debate? And what would they think of kind of the modern ways in which people are communicating?
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. That's I can make an interesting comparison that aside from a Twitter, you know, 140 characters or even a Facebook posting that goes a little bit longer, you're right. These longer conversations are more valuable in some ways because we go deeper into a subject. We can explore it better. And think about what we're doing right now. We're on a podcast, which can go half an hour or more. We are exploring this topic in detail, and anyone who's watching, although they can't participate in this conversation, they can listen to the details and the tangents that we're getting into. And there is, by the way, an equivalent of this podcast format 2,000 years ago. If we go back to Seneca the Younger, I think he died in the year 65. And before he died, I think the last 5 or 10 years of his life, he wrote a series of letters, which we today call Letters from a Stoic. And he's writing to his friend Lucilius, who, by the way, the historians have found out was a real person. He was probably the treasurer of a town nearby. And when he was writing to Lucilius, he wrote in a form of letters, which is a long form type of discussion like we're having in this podcast. And he covers a lot of interesting Stoic concepts that Seneca had covered in other books, but now it's in a more of a friendly dialogue. Even though we don't hear back from Lucilius, it was a longer format and a detailed format.